I've been looking forward to this for a long time. In fact, don't you tell anybody at home, this is a good part of the reason we had an afternoon service. They think we just have to get some people locally. But I was wanting to come over here for Sunday night service. Brother Rutledge, we end up talking, you know, a few times a week, and we keep hearing what good service y'all having. And it's just been years since we've been over here. And we just come to have a good service. Now, if y'all hold back, I'm going to be mad at you. We're going to have a good service. Thank the Lord. We're just, all the good singing, testimonies, the marching, all of it's good, and all of it has its place in the church. Thought as the youth choir sung a while ago.
Just go ahead, brother. Everything's all right.
Everything's all right. I told her coming up or nothing.
We're used to that.
I just getting ready to say it looked like I was at Shields Church.
That's just a little crap that we had for you.
This is the goingest church I've ever seen. I don't believe this.
Glory.
Huh?
Glory.
You wait. It looks funny here, but you wait till I get out and tell what happened here. I'm going to tell you, Rutledge, that you run all over the place. They're not solid over here. I don't even know what I was saying now. Brother McCoskey, it's good to see you here tonight. I'm glad that we got some sane people here tonight that we can have good service.
I've always bragged on your ministry as being the top line and certainly ahead of even some of you kids folks. If you don't get with it tonight, your brother's always with you.
Well, you see, I've got one start over him. Now, I heard that I have a lot to do after last Sunday, but I've got one start. There have been a lot of them killing some besties between last Sunday and this Sunday. Some cows have been killed. So there shouldn't be any problems tonight. I'm going to tell off on my brother-in-law for a moment. We were riding in the car the other day. We went to Arkadelphia. And he was preaching here last Sunday. And I told him, I said, if I follow what I feel in the Lord, I said, I'm really looking forward to it. I said, I really, really, really want to have a service. And Brother Hammy just kind of dropped his head and turned sideways. You know, he's not very excitable anyhow. Oh. And he looked over, he said, yeah, but I'm first. That means I got to do real good or they're going to remember what you did more than what I preached. And so I hear he just flat showed out last Sunday night. Must have really had himself a time. But I'm glad I'm here. Now, y'all put for the rest of the night? Well, Don, I don't know what else to do but kill time, you know. It's sort of like having someone coming up to sing. You got to beg some people 4 and 5 times. Would you come on and sing and someone testify? Well, wait. Well, I think I've waited y'all out for a while. I locked the restroom doors and unplugged the drinking fountain. And I don't think I'm sure who put everybody up to that. I don't know. And any other son-in-laws, but in the Rutledge family, that has to put up what we do when we come to church.
Brother Dick, you got one thing we want to be thankful about. David Poole has on Brother Russell last time. Well, you got something that ain't getting blamed on.
If it messes up, it's y'all's fault. I come up here all serious, and I'm just shattered right now. I don't have a fault one. But I'm glad the Lord's here anyhow. He ain't going to leave me. Praise the Lord. I was thinking, though, as the youth choir sung, look how far. You know, we can sing a lot of these songs and not stop and think what we're singing. I watched some of your expressions while you were singing. Some of you sung, look how far he's brought us from. And you really wasn't thinking anything what he's done for you. Others, you had smiles, you're lifting your hands, you could see the joy. Now, what I'm saying, the truth of the song is so real. I looked at everyone that I knew up here. As Brother Bernard said, where we could have been.
That's right.
It may not be. Now, I received the Holy Ghost when I was 10 years old. I did not get into much sin. As far as I know, I've never done anything, you know, that I can remember that's been just downright ugly. You know, I'm one of the greatest fellas you ever want to meet. But I really didn't. But I can stop and I can get just as much blessing alongside someone else that has been out in the midst of sin. My blessing is, I'm glad for Brother Sammy's, and I'm glad for these that have been, you know, that God's brought them in. And I rejoice, don't get me wrong, for Brother Wayne and all these. But I get just as much a blessing, and maybe a little bit more, because I hadn't been there. God not only saved me, He kept me from that. I've never drank yet my first beer. I've never puffed on my first cigarette. And I am thrilled. Look where God has kept me from. Where He's brought me from. Hallelujah. I could have been with any of them, but God kept me. And I'm thrilled with that. People try to reach out to try and find answers. I want you to know, I don't know now who all, you know, is here tonight, what needs. But I want everybody in this building to know, some of you that came just to come to church, just to hear singing and get the thing over with, some that came to reach out and feel the Lord, whatever it is, the answer's here. Amen. The prodigal son went out. He looked for something else. He thought, I got to get away from home to find the good clothing that I want to wear, to find the good time and the food and all of this. But what happened? He had to come back home to get the robe on his back. He had to come back home to have the ring put on his finger and come back to get his shoes and eat of the fatted calf. What I'm saying is, it's already in Father's house. Hallelujah. We don't need to look any further. The Lord's here. So we can have Him. And it's all in here. And I'm thankful for it tonight. Worship the Lord as Sister Debbie sings. And let's just feel Him. Praise the Lord. You feel it?
Yeah.
Reach out and love Him tonight. Just love Him. Would you love Him? Hallelujah.
There's a light in the window and a table spread in splendor. Someone standing by.
Oh, see the bright light shining, it's just around home time. 6.
Hedge and I are real glad to have Debbie home tonight. One of the hardest things, I said one of the hardest things that I ever did was to give her away to this thing. I could hardly get through that ceremony. In fact, he wrote me a check for $30,000 due in 1999. Now, that's not far off now. At that time, he didn't think I'd ever cash it, but he better just watch out. But sincerely, we have missed our children tremendously, but our hearts is filled with happiness to know that they're all in the work of the Lord. When Debbie was just a little girl, of course, that's before Joy came along, and I taped a little story one time. The kids had it for years, and it went something like this, that Rendell and Brenda and I went fishing. So we went down behind the barn. We dug some worms, and we put them in a tin can. Then we went down to the lake and rented a boat. And we went out fishing, thought we might catch us some bluegill. Remember that? And I reached into the can and got one of those worms, picked it up. That worm looked up at me with those big blue eyes and said, "What are you going to do? What are you going to do?" And I put the hook right in the mouth of that fish. No, of that hook. And he said, "Ouch! You're going to hurt me. You're going to hurt me." And I dropped the hook over the side of the boat. Give me a little background music there. And suddenly the line got tight like a fiddle string. And he began to pull and pull. And Rendell said, "What have you caught?" Rendell said, "Yes, what is it, Daddy?" And about that time I pulled it up. And Rendell said, "Look, that's a brown-eyed monster. It had curly hair, had big brown eyes." I said, "I'll tell you what let's do. Let's take it home to Mama. Let Mama see it." We took the monster home, and Mama said, "Let's call it Debbie." Oh, they used to laugh when they'd hear that. But we're glad to have the brown-eyed monster home tonight. God bless you, Debbie. Amen.